everybody. It's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So, in this episode, there is a situation towards the end, or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there is no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation.
Yes.
Yes, there we go. There we go.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. I'm so glad to see you. I miss you guys so much. I've not done an interview in a very long time. So, this interview might be a little rusty. I've not done an interview since February. I've been taking a lot of time to myself and trying to limit how many I do. But this artist, this is Atreus. He's a rapper. If you guys don't know, Rappad, you guys know who he is because he's been on there lately. He's an extraordinary songwriter, extraordinary musician. He's, underrated, So, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you.
I'm glad to be here.
This is very exciting. And I've been admiring your work for a very long time. So, thank you so much. This is, a dream come true for me. Like, I have no idea.
Oh, it's no problem for me, dude. I don't mind this whatsoever. I just said no the first couple times because I was just really busy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I totally get it. Like, you have a lot going on. Like, even today, you only have like about an hour because you. Something's going on. I'm not gonna ask about it because that's your business, but I know you have something going on. So, totally get it.
I'm just mostly just writing right now, in all honesty. That's usually what I spend my time doing at this point. I like when I get in that zone, I just like writing. I don't like getting distracted by stupid things. Like, I like focusing my head into it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And that is that and that really reflects definitely in pieces you wrote, which is additionally why I like your style so much. So first of all, what people don't know is that you've been on Rappin' for quite some time. You've been on there since your day was April 3rd, 2019, which means that next month your anniversary will be 3 years. So how does that feel to be such a, on a site for a while?
It's been an interesting long journey, but my first account actually was back in 2017, so it's been even longer, but that was all the way back in November. So I've been on that site for quite some time. It's been an interesting last few years, to say the least. Growing up on that site from like 14 to now has been a weird journey of chaos and random opportunities that have come and gone.
Absolutely. And this is also what I didn't know is that there was a time where you were gone for about a year. I don't know if the year thing is true or not, but you were gone for a while. So I'm curious to know, like, what made you want to come back?
Honestly, the break was just more so for my own mental health. I would need to step back for a little bit, reevaluate my own situation personally, and then come back into it with a fresh mindset because when I was on Rappad for that long period of time, I started stagnating a lot personally with my skill set. And so stepping back for that year helped me open up new perspectives on not only myself, but also the way I was writing. And it's definitely shown in the last couple months here, in my opinion at least.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, you're one of the most iconic songwriters. Ross has been getting, your songs that you've been making. In the past, they were really fantastic. Like, I remember them. And you actually had a big achievement. Wolverine got over 200, which is very good. That one was released 3 years ago, and that's one of my favorites. I love Wolverine. And you even got Giedis to, prop to it. That's big, because he's like
Oh, definitely.
a
But one thing
freak.
I think I've definitely noticed though is I've started stepping away from songwriting more. I've done a lot more battling, like battle rap shit, because that's just where my heart has finally found its place in.
Oh yeah, that was my next way. Yeah, I did notice that because I followed you because I begged you to follow me, and then I saw you battling a lot. So I want to know, like, what drove you to, go to, online battling? Like, what inspired that?
Okay, this is gonna sound really cringe and really fucking stupid, but when I was 14, I found Epic Rap Battles of History. I don't know if you're familiar with that whole series. Like, it's. That's what introduced me to battle rap as a whole to begin with, like, the very base of it. And then from that, I started venturing into, like, KOTD, URL, stuff like that. Like, the way I was introduced to it was very mainstream and fucking generic, like, white boy shit. But venturing from that into KOTD and URL showed me a whole other side of it to where I am now, where I fell in love with it after, taking a little bit of a break here. I've come back and I found a whole new love for it. When I first took that break, I was already so burnt out from it. But after taking that break and coming back to it, I found a whole new perspective on basic writing and preparing myself to battle new people and battle from different perspectives. Like, this whole journey from like 2017, like 14-year-old me to now, doing what I'm doing now, I would have never expected it because there's so many points that I just wanted to give up on it because I didn't think I was going to go anywhere, but I'm starting to see that fuck was I wrong.
Oh yeah.
Sorry about the whole rant there. I just kind of go off on tangents here and there.
Oh no, thank God you told me, because I thought you quit on writing and you just went there, or maybe someone challenged you to a battle and you just got used to it. But hey, I will take that. It's hilarious and it fits, so I will take it. I'll take
Yeah,
it.
I love battling. It's just something about it's so competitive and it just drives you to keep pushing yourself. Like, there's times where you'll find somebody that you can beat pretty easily, like, and you don't really try. And there's other days where you just want to keep pushing yourself over and over again. And I've gotten to the point now on Rapid where I know that most people on there, I just battle for fun at that point in that site mostly. Now that I've started venturing onto Discord, I'm finding people that I've never battled before, and that gives me a whole new perspective on ways to basically write for them. Because on Discord, sure, you can find shit on people, but it's harder to do such a thing when basically all you're given is a name and just a generic username, basically. You have nothing else but that. It gives you more of a creative liberty to take their name, flip it around, or find angles for things they've done that you've been told about. It gives you basically more creative push to actually use your mindset and creativity to find something to do.
Absolutely. And I totally agree. I mean, I don't do it, but the way you're going about it, I totally agree with. And I think it's an awesome idea. I think it's really cool that you're doing it and venturing out. I had no idea you had Discord, so that was extraordinary to find out. And seeing that you did battling is extraordinary as well. And I'm very happy for you. Like, I'm proud that you found a place where you belong. Like, that makes me happy knowing that you found that. I'm happy for you.
Battle rap's like one of those weird niches that a lot of people don't know about, but I found my little home there. Like, it's very weird that some people like it the way I do, but I've gotten to the point where I just love it the way it is. Like, it's a very weird niche to fall into. Like, a lot of people like making music, a lot of like people making beats, like mixing stuff. I like my little niche of battle rap because all I have to do is write it down and then basically come up with a way to come at somebody. It's more so fun for me because, like, that making music is fun and all, but just writing like a battle rap for somebody, dissing them outright, is more interesting for me because it forces me to create new punchlines over and over again. Because I know if I use the same punchline over and over again, it just shows I'm stagnating more. it basically pushes me to flip that creative switch every time for somebody new.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm glad that you're doing it. It is fun. And it's becoming an addiction. Everybody's doing it now, so you're on track. Everybody's doing it now.
I remember when I first started doing written battles on Rapid. Oh God. From that point on, just doing those first couple, it started like just a little snowball effect. Because it started from just doing a couple written to doing so many of them that I got bored with it. And that's upon the point when I entered BYOB for the first time this last time here and battled RDA for the first time vocally. Sure, I lost, but I didn't care. It was something new and exciting for me to venture into. I've done like a few recorded battles here and there, but those kind of stagnated quickly too. Because I knew if I wanted to actually improve, I had to push beyond that, which has led me to doing Discord battling, which is live settings basically on a chat. It's not like live face to face, but it's more live in a chat where you can hear people actually saying it back to you instead of just sitting on your phone hearing it and then you're like, okay, I don't care. That also gives you more of an opportunity to actually flip it back on them. It's more fun that way.
Absolutely. And my God, that I didn't know that you were on BYOB. That explains why I've seen you there. How is the experience doing BYOB? How is that? Is it fun?
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, I didn't really go anywhere in the tournament, but for the first couple of recorded battles I ever had on Rapad, just getting that experience and getting my feet into it is what really got me set on starting to do Discord stuff. Because if it wasn't for me recording that battle, I don't think I would be sitting here right now. Because it kind of gave me that push to continue venturing further and further out of a comfort zone that I kind of stuffed myself into.
Good point, good points. And overall, it's exciting to see you. I can't wait to see more battles. I know you. It looks like you had a new one. Let me see. Oh, DR Nova.
Against Nova. Yeah. That was just a really, really quick throwaway that I did probably like a half hour. And then I got up the next day at like 3 a.m. to record it.
Oh. And
I mean, I couldn't sleep. I had to do something productive. You know what I
yeah.
mean?
I'm also curious to know though, in the past you used to do writtens. What made you want to transition to writing music to actually recording and what made you do the shift?
It just got boring after so many times of just doing those written battles. You kind of just get into the slump where you're not trying as hard. Like, that was my biggest issue. I just felt like I wasn't trying my hardest in those written battles because most of them were just throwaway verses that I just scrapped from other battles. Basically, I took punchlines from other battles I didn't use, threw them into those, and just called it good, which, looking back on it, just made me stagnate so much in those written battles. But now that I started switching over, I found myself definitely pushing harder on myself to get those bars better, basically, if you know what I mean.
Oh, absolutely, totally get it. I love your new stuff. It's very sick. It's very amazing, and it's so refreshing to hear more music. I mean, it's amazing to see you like this. And I love the new stuff. Please tell me you're gonna make more.
Oh, definitely. Like, even if it's not a rap at itself, I'm definitely going to keep doing battling. It's something I found my little niche in, and I love it. Like, some days it's really hard to write, and other days I can, like I did with Kaz at least at one point or another. I wrote two different verses for him within the same week because once I get into a specific mindset and I really set my mind into it, I can usually crank out quite a bit of writing by myself in like a couple days. It's just I gotta find myself in that little niche and get my headspace in that game that I want to, write severely.
Oh yeah. And I know you're gonna be doing battling. Music side wise though, are we getting new music soon? What are your plans, as far as music?
Honestly, I don't think I'm going to do much music-wise. I think I'm going to mostly just keep my head in battle rap itself because that's where I'm finding my personal headspace is more leaning towards. Like, I can still write songs I really want to. I just don't find it as enjoyable as I used to anymore. Like, don't get me wrong, it's still fun to write music. I just don't find my headspace is geared towards that anymore. Like, I can do it if I want to, but I just don't find the same enjoyment as I used to.
That is you. That is you. I mean, totally get it. It's sometimes people just kind of grow out of music. I totally get it. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if you told us right now that you were quitting. Like, that is you in your life. I mean, if battling's really, you've confirmed that you're a happy place. I support that, and I'm sure other people, like, I'm sure they also agree. You're in your, by the way, you're really, like, I think you're the best when you're battling somebody. Like, versus your writtens, like, in recordings, you're the best whenever it comes to, I don't know if it's just me or, I don't know.
Yeah, I've always felt like my battle verses were so much better than my actual writtens because I always put a lot of time and energy into those. Most of the writtens I've done, I've just kind of thrown together and just called it good, even though they were pretty good to other people. I never thought they were stellar. They're kind of just thrown together and just put out. My battles, I always try unless I know I'm going against somebody that I can be with when I close. Then I'm just like, okay, here you go, take this throwaway I wrote in like 5 to 10 minutes. I don't care.
Apparently, it's definitely paying off. I cannot wait for more. Hopefully, let me check if you did Psycho Puppet yet. That's he's really good. Let me see. Let me check if you did.
I have not, and recently we did in the past.
You gotta do another one. I hope you do another one.
We were talking about doing one live actually on the server here in the near future, so that's gonna be interesting.
Oh my god, please invite me. If that happens, you gotta invite me. Like, I'm hesitating. Please invite me. Like, I won't survive until I see that. And then you and Dope Doc has to battle. You and Dope Doc. Please make it happen.
I mean, that's unavoidable at this point. I'm pretty sure once I get some free time, I'm going to.
Oh my god. Put it on your to-do list. You guys are so amazing.
I have a whole list of crap I've already have written. I just have to find time to record it and or send it out. I have like four verses for battles that I have planned out in the near future that I still haven't even done shit with. Being prepared is key. Because then you can go back and edit as you go.
Absolutely. But hey, you know, at least you're taking it as a fun way. Some people take it as a serious, like, life or death thing, but you're taking it as, like, fun. Like, I appreciate the fun in it. I'm glad that you're taking it on a bigger level than most. I mean, that's really good.
I mean, it started off as a fun thing personally, and it's stayed that way.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm glad that battling's working out for you.
Same here.
I'm curious to know too, name. If you don't mind, me asking, like, first of all, your name is very unique. I've never heard anything like it. Your profile pic is the same as for Tried's, Mac Miller, and your Anner says we all make mistakes in the heat of passion. And I think that's Limbo or Jim, I can't pronounce it. So, I need to know why the picture's there. What's the name meaning? And I guess you put that banner there because just for fun or to teach a lesson. So.
Yeah, it's more or less just for fun. I mean, a lot of what you have to realize is when you're doing stuff like battle rap, you kind of have to take everything in the heat of the moment. Like, we all make mistakes when shit happens. Sometimes you might say something incorrectly, or you might find a fact that's completely based on rumors. You basically got to learn to take things with a grain of salt over time. Because some days you might hear shit about No, your dog died. Something might happen. You might have lost your grandparents. Somebody might bring that up. You gotta just learn to take it and go with it. I mean, shit happens. You can't control what somebody else is gonna say to you. And
Absolutely.
if you get hurt over it, it just shows you have weaker skin than you should. I mean, you're doing battle rap, you're gonna hear shit constantly that you're never gonna want to hear again, but it's still gonna come up over and over again. You just kind of learn to take it with it as it goes.
Yep, 100%. I'm glad you're going for that. That's really powerful. And a second one, and I'm curious to know, because picture's really nice. Your profile pic, I'm wondering if you really do like Mac Miller or you just put him there for a reason.
I do like his music, actually. His music got me through that year period, especially when I was just having a lot of troubles with my mental health because of being overburdened personally. It kind of just helped me settle myself down again.
Oh, that's really powerful. And that was really cute, like, because you and Fatride are twinning. Like, I hope you guys meet one day because you guys could be like talking about Mac Miller, you know. So hopefully you guys meet. Like, you guys are basically twinning because you both have Mac Miller as your cover. So hopefully y'all meet someday.
Definitely.
And then the name. I'm sorry we gotta go picking like this, but I believe they should know why the name exists, so do not mind.
So the name was more so a random thought. It started off as me liking mythology, but then I played the new God of War game. Saw that stuff, and then I started doing some research into the name, and I thought it fitted because, God of War, Atreus, and then you have the other half of it, which is more mythology based, which is Atreus Loki, which is, Loki is the god of trickery and deception, shit like that, that stuff. And it kind of fits because I like using deception sometimes in battle rap. You have to kind of sneak punches in there, just kind of throw little jabs in there in between, setups and stuff. It's a little weird. It's more so just like a brain fart that I just landed on that name. I've had so many over the past couple years, but I found this one that I just kind of settled into and I liked it, so I'm just leaving it.
Sick. The name fits so well. Like, it's a really sick and powerful name. I love it.
It's also kind of hard to flip, just saying. I've yet to find one person that's done a decent flip on it.
Oh, yeah.
You can flip my old names, I don't care. Try and flip my new one. You're gonna end up with mythology bars that I've probably heard like 4 times to 5 times by now.
Hee. And actually, I had trouble pronouncing the name. People might say Atreus or Atreus. If y'all pronounce it wrong, I'm gonna laugh at you. It's really hilarious.
It's Atreus or Atreus. I don't care. You can go with one of those two. They both are correct in my opinion. Literally any pronunciation is correct in my opinion. Pronounce it how you will. I don't give a fuck.
Hee.
I know how it's pronounced. That's all I care about.
He's funny. And oh my god, we've been talking for so long. I'm not talking about here, I'm talking about on Discord. I'm looking at the chat history and oh my god. We've been talking for 2 years. Wow.
Yeah, time flies, just put it that way. Do you have any more questions for me?
I'm not gonna lose pace like this because that's not professional. It's not professional. That's not professional. I know you have new battles coming up. Can you hint us one that's definitely for sure coming?
Ecstasy, just put it that way. And if you're familiar with any of the Discord battle rap scene, like on the BYOB server, Lissandra, that'll be interesting.
Ooh, exciting. I cannot wait for that. I cannot wait.
Those are two that I know of right now. On a different server, I'm planning on battling two more people and Technique's going to be one of the rematches later on this year. And then perhaps Jack at some point or another, which should be interesting. He's definitely improved since he's last been on Rapad, like massively. Definitely somebody I was excited to see grow when I saw his last couple battles here. And his music has definitely improved too.
Sweet. Keep me up. Like, I'm serious. Like, I'm so excited. I gotta check out my BYOB. I'm in the server. I've been neglecting it, but I will go back.
Yeah, it's interesting some days. Other days you're just slow and you won't see anything new.
Yeah. Absolutely. My God. And actually, just gonna go straight for it and ask, but just want to go back into history a little bit. So, you've been on Rapad now for 3 years. Well, actually, no, I forgot that song that I can't. You've been on there for a while. What is your favorite Rapad memory that you can remember?
Ooh, that's a toss-up in all honesty. I have quite a few. There's been so many interesting moments. I think one of my all-time favorites, though, was when Northstar, if you do remember him, he's has been on Rapid in a while. He's also kind of just dropped off for a bit. Northstar was probably one of the best moments I've had on Rapid because he was probably the biggest decider in 2018 to 2019, that he kept me going basically. Because around that time, I was having a lot of troubles with my personal life, and he kind of just helped push me along to say, hey, don't give this up yet. You're gonna do shit with this. Just keep pushing yourself forward. And thanks to him giving me that little bit of motivation, even though I'm making it very brief and compacted here. With that motivation, he definitely helped keep pushing me through the next couple of years, and I kept thinking about that over the next couple of years here, too. Last couple of years here, I mean. English that basically helped continue to push me because every time I think about that, it definitely continues to thrive in my head that I can do, this. It's some days it's difficult, some days it's not. It just depends on how you roll with it that really matters.
Oh, yes, 100%. 100%. And I remember Northstar. Oh my God. He's on my.
I think you can find him on Instagram if I remember correctly. So I know he added me a while ago.
Hopefully I can find him, like. That'd be a dream come true, and then I could put you guys together like as a reunion one, like a reunion thing, of some sort. I don't know, like we'll figure it out. But that'd be fun though.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And I think it's him, Northstar Grimm. Yep, just found him because he. Because Ecstasy follows him, so it must be him.
Yeah, it is.
Yup. So I'm gonna go and ask him, and we'll make sure to text you the moment that I see him. And you post it, because you know that if I do him, y'all need like a reunion of some sort. Like, that's not getting away.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
That is not getting away.
He definitely played an integral part of why I'm still writing to this day. Because he pushed me when not, I didn't even believe myself, in all honesty.
Wow, I'm glad he had a big impact on your life. That's super extraordinary. And I'm glad that he was able to jumpstart your career, and it's really extraordinary. It's incredible.
Yes.
My God, I'm sorry, I'm weird, but hope you enjoyed this interview. Again, just gotta say thanks for, not only taking time to come here, but for really being cool with me, being friends and talking with me. Again, I'm not lying when I tell you that you're one of the dopest writers. You're the most iconic. In my opinion, you are. Like, clearly, when I first joined Wattpad, you were one of those that I was like, I hope I meet him someday. Because trust me, Maverick and Storm the Arsonist was one of those. You were in that little circle, of.
Yeah, Maverick's one of the coolest people off Rapid. Same with Psycho.
Oh yeah, definitely, they're legends.
Oh yeah, definitely. You can't really bring up Rapid without mentioning those two. Or King Osiris.
Yes.
He's definitely gotten up there within the time I've known him.
Yes, absolutely.
There are so many other people that you can bring to mind too when you mention Rapad. I'm just naming off a couple of the bigger ones. I mean, if you talk to Psycho Puppet, which I know you have, he'll list off so many more than I can't even name because he's been there so much longer.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. And we all know that, like, that's no duh. You can't discuss anything until those two have been in conversation. Like, if you don't mention them, there's no point. Like, come on.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Hehehe.
Psycho's definitely been a big part of Rapad since he's joined, especially now in later years. I mean, he's not on there as much as he used to, but he's still on there quite a bit.
Absolutely. Like, he was one of my inspirations, so thank you so much. He's been interviewed on here twice, and promise I'll make sure there's a third. But again, thank you so much. It's been a treat getting to meet you. And may this friendship continue. I don't want to lose you as a friend, nor do I want to go on Wrap-Up one day and you disappear. So promise me both those things will happen.
I can promise as far as I can throw a rock. There you go. Which is pretty far.
I will take.
Only time I might ever disappear on my iPad is for a couple of months in between just being busy and shit, but I'll always find a way back there. It's kind of like a little home away from home in a really weird way.
All right. I'm gonna take that. And do you have any last words for, the audience listening in?
Not currently, really. I mean, just other than enjoy life, you only get one. Do what you can while you have it. I mean, there's days where it's going to be absolutely shit, and there's going to be days where it's fucking heaven on earth. Just take it with a grain of salt. Every day is going to be different.
Absolutely. Thank you for that incredible advice. We appreciate you. Y'all make sure to check out Atreus down below. No said that wrong, but who cares? Make sure to check out all the battles. Make sure to check out all of it. If you're not a rap writer, then you have SoundCloud, which he didn't mention it, but he does have SoundCloud. At least that's one thing you have. Like,
I have two SoundClouds. I had one for when I used to make beats and crap, and I have one that I've uploaded a few of my recordings from Rapid on.
oh.
So there may be a little bit of both. You kind of have to kind of just dig around a little bit because there's one really old one I have no access to anymore, and there's one that I still have access to, obviously.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Make sure to check them out on SoundCloud, Raphead. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. It's been such a treat. And may we continue to have more. May the show continue, and may we have more interviews like this incredible one. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. Love you guys. I will see you guys in the next one. Don't do anything stupid. Don't smoke. Don't drink. And eat at least one fruit and vegetable per day. And if not, at least pretend to eat vegetables. Just post on Instagram and just pretend you're eating.
He's got the idea.
Here's a bunch of broccoli. Just pretend you're eating it. Anyway, I will catch you all later. Love you. Peace out.